Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And again, Father God, we just lift up the day to you, Lord, and thank you, Father God. As the word says, we acknowledge you. You keep us in total peace. So we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word, your gospel, your good news, which is the power of God unto salvation that just keeps us in the light as you in the light. So thank you. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for a beautiful message now to inspire, uplift, motivate, and encourage. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 1, and I'm going to start from verse 17 to 19. This gospel unveils a continual revelation of God's righteousness, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe, and it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith. This is what the scripture means when it says, we are right with God through life-giving faith. For God in heaven unveils his holy anger, breaking forth against every form of sin, both towards ungodliness that lives in hearts and evil actions. For the wickedness of humanity deliberately smothers the truth and keeps people from acknowledging the truth about God. In reality, the truth of God is known instinctively, for God has embedded this knowledge inside every human heart.
Hallelujah. So it's so beautiful, you know, we've got a God that is the Father, God that is the Son, and God that is the Holy Spirit, and they have got the whole heavens is in their hands, all the goodness of heaven and all the angels, and that's a beauty that God had all that in mind from the very beginning. He desired godly offspring, and that's why man was made. Come, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And then there's a devil out there with a third of the angels that became demons. So when we just think about that, they're the minority, you know, where we've got this almighty kingdom, almighty God, almighty benefits in knowing God, the great and precious promises. And that's so we come out of that deception and we come to our heavenly family in their kingdom. And that's why it's now so important to just stay that the gospel, the good news of salvation, you know, salvation is here. Salvation is in Jesus. Salvation is in the Father, and the salvation is in the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that keeps us in the light as our heavenly family is in the light. And that's what's so important. So it's the opposite of the deception. It's the opposite. The devil brings sin and lies, and God brings righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so that's it. We choose. We were once disobedient, in sin, under the power of the devil. And he was stealing, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But now, praise God, Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance. So be encouraged again. God is good. God is big. God is all-powerful. And God so loved us that he sent Jesus. And thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your great love. And thank you, Father God, that Jesus opposes sin and the devil, and love just deals with every bit of deception, because the perfect love casts out all fear. And we have got that love now as we abide in the light, as you in the light. In Jesus' name, bless this day to each and every one of my brothers and sisters, the disciples, dedicated, disciplined followers of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.